Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 6, a driver involved in a high-speed crash outside Smithfield almost crashes into the front of a house. The charges they're now facing. Fire crews are working on the scene right now after this home went up in flames overnight. Just ahead, what we're learning from investigators in Johnson County.
And new this morning, we have a level one risk of severe storms in our southern counties, but all of us will see thunderstorms beginning around lunchtime. I'll walk you through the afternoon coming up.
Also this morning, we're taking a look at what the latest science is telling researchers about social media's effects on kids' emotional, mental, and physical health.
And this is a live look at I-540, where some traffic changes this weekend could impact your plans. WRL's Monica Casey will join us live with what you can expect with that traffic shift happening this weekend. A lot to tell you about on this Friday. We made it to the end of the week, and of course, there's a change in the weather. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we can steer folks around the potholes with the traffic shift that is happening, but not sure we're going to miss the puddles that'll be out there today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center.
This one's going to be tough to get around. We have a big front. We've been tracking this for pretty much the entire week. And look at this. We have rain from the Ohio Valley all the way down through the deep south. Everybody's going to see this as it moves through, starting around lunchtime. We also have a disturbance sitting over us right now. Brought us a few sprinkles this morning. For the most part, those are over. We'll start here with dual Doppler 5000 radar. Things are pretty quiet. A little hint of some rain in our approaching our western counties right now. So keep checking back. There could be some sprinkles for your commute, but that last little bit that was up in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, is pulling northward. Here's a look at Futurecast. Cloudy skies for us this morning, maybe a quick peak of sunshine mid-morning. And then right around lunchtime, we have this front that moves in. And by 1 to 2 o'clock, we're looking at rainy conditions, potentially some strong thunderstorms. Again, best chance of severe will be down to the south, where we could see some wind damage or some hail. Around 2 to 3 o'clock, it moves along the I-95 corridor and continues to hang around there through 5 o'clock. As more waves of rain move through. But it starts to move on out of the triangle between 7 and 8, and then between 8 and 9, and maybe 10 o'clock in some of our eastern counties. So if you're trying to get out to a football game or head to the fair, again, it's going to clear from west to east starting around 7 o'clock or so. Our severe weather threat, again, from Fayetteville to Clinton, back over toward Rayford and Southern Pines as this front starts to move in. We take a live look at Fayetteville right now, and there's a lot of fog here. 58 degrees is our current temperature. Here in downtown Raleigh, we have the tower lit up in green because of the rain. Our temperatures are mainly in the mid to upper 50s, so it's a little warmer than it was this time yesterday, and we're looking at a high of 72. Once all this moves out this evening, we're still on track for a pretty weekend. I'll show you the temperatures coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, we're still tracking this crash on the north side of Raleigh at Perry Creek Road at Liston Road. Not seeing any big delays showing up there, and it looks like this is a pretty minor crash, but there between 401 Lewisburg Road and Capitol Boulevard. Just want to keep that in mind. You could see some police activity. We're looking good around the triangle right now with our major routes all in good shape. No other crashes reported anywhere in Wake County or Durham County. We are watching for the chance of some fog in Fayetteville. Keep our eyes on that. Another update in about 10 minutes.
Breaking news we've been following. Right now at 6 a.m., crews have been responding to a house fire in Johnston County. And WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live near that area. It's Wills Run Road. Kelsey, we have seen some hot spots even in the last half hour or so.
Yes, Jeff. Just within the last half hour, crews were fighting flames again. A small fire broke out between the shingles of the house. But take a look at what's left of this family's back porch. It seems like that's the area where this fire started. I've seen soda cans and yard tools. So many of their belongings have been destroyed. Then if we pan over a little bit, you may see investigators still working right now. And that family's white pickup truck has also been damaged from the fire. A firefighter on scene says one person was home when flames broke out, but no one was injured. Crews received a call around 1:30 this morning about the fire, but it was contained by 3:30 this morning. There's just a couple of fire trucks left now on the street, but we've been keeping our distance from this area because this family has several animals, and those animals have been roaming around in the yard. But firefighters on scene tell me that two dogs did die in the fire, and we're working to learn more about what could have caused it. We'll keep you posted as we find out. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Johnston County.
And more breaking news, also in Johnston County, around 2 this morning, a driver crashed into the front yard of a home after losing control while driving at least 100 miles an hour. Troopers say the driver is being charged with the DWI. They say the car went airborne on Buffalo Road and crashed into a power pole before landing close to a house. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was seriously injured. We're working to learn more about a high-speed chase in Sampson County. Deputies tell WRL they tried to stop a motorcycle on NC Highway 24 before 10 Thursday night. The driver sped away but crashed in a cul-de-sac in Autryville. The WRL breaking news tracker was on the scene, and you can see the motorcycle crashed in someone's yard and that deputies were searching through a backpack. We're working to learn if anyone was hurt or arrested.
Today, President Biden will ask Congress for $100 billion to support the wars in Israel and Ukraine. During a primetime address last night, the president said, although the conflicts are far away, if we don't support Israel and Ukraine, conflict could spread to other parts of the world, putting democracy at risk.
Walk away and let Putin erase Ukraine's independence. Would-be aggressors around the world would be emboldened to try the same. The risk of conflict and chaos could spread in other parts of the world.
When talking about sending weapons to Ukraine, he said the weapons are made in America, and that's a boost to jobs and the economy. Biden also addressed the fear so many Jewish Americans and Muslim Americans are feeling. He said we must denounce anti-Semitism and Islamophobia.
People across the triangle are continuing to show their support for thousands of victims killed in Israel and Gaza. This morning, they're demanding lawmakers take action. Dozens showed up for a demonstration at Bicentennial Plaza last night. This is a response to a statement by Governor Cooper's team that only pledged support for people of Israel. The group is calling for weapons to be dropped and for peaceful negotiations. More specifically, they want to see the United States stop supplying military aid to Israel. Last night's demonstration in Raleigh served as a vigil for civilian lives lost in both Israel and Gaza.
Another day, and lawmakers will try again as they work to secure a new Speaker of the House. It's a live look at the U.S. Capitol building, where they will return later this morning to hold their next vote. That'll be at 10 a.m. And Representative Jim Jordan has been unable so far to secure the 217 votes needed. This morning, he vows to stay in the race in hopes of winning over his colleagues. But so far, he's failed twice in previous votes. Democrats are supporting House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. The House has gone more than 2 weeks now without a speaker. It comes after Republican Representative Matt Gaetz led a historic vote to oust Kevin McCarthy.
Work is moving along the 540 loop around Raleigh. The Triangle Expressway will extend from the NC-55 bypass to I-40. This weekend, the project may cause some traffic issues. WRL's Monica Casey joins us live from Holly Springs Road to tell us what drivers can expect. Monica.
Good morning, Renee. This change is expected to start tomorrow, so if you have weekend plans and you might be driving in this area, you'll want to listen up. NCDOT says they will be reopening the bridge just a little further north here on Holly Springs Road. It goes over the extension of the Triangle Expressway. Contractors will be shifting traffic on Holly Springs Road between Old Center Street and Kildare Farm Road from the temporary detour onto the new bridge, crossing over that future toll road. This traffic change also includes reopening the access between Catherine Place and Holly Springs Road. Construction started 4 years ago on the six-lane Triangle Expressway. Phase two, which will complete I-540 from I-40 at Garner to Knightdale, is scheduled to start in 2028. NCDOT says they plan to install more signs informing drivers of these changes. The reopening is weather dependent. Monica Casey, WRL News in Wake County.
Another weekend road closure for you to keep in mind. A section of I-40 near the Wake-Johnston County line will close tonight and possibly tomorrow night. This is also part of the complete 540 project. So the westbound lanes of I-40 from Highway 42 to Highway 70 will close from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. so DOT crews can work on the road. They will close tonight and possibly Saturday. Depending on the weather, detour signs will be posted.
With an important issue parents and children are grappling with, screen time and social media. Coming up, how the Today Show is planning to help parents develop an action plan.
More trouble this morning for the Army private who fled to North Korea over the summer. the new charge he's facing this morning. Next.
And we take a look at our severe weather threat for our, it's a level one risk for our storms for our southern counties. But everybody's going to see the storms today. I'll show you when you could see the rain and some thunder and lightning.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. We take a live look here at what's happening. We do have a level one risk for severe storms in our southern counties. That's new this morning. We'll likely have thunderstorms everywhere, but we'll have a better chance of wind damage in our southern counties. We take a quick look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Everything's nice and quiet right now, but there could be a few sprinkles out there this morning, maybe even a little bit of drizzle in some of our southern counties where we're looking at some fog. We had some fog earlier in Wilson. That's begun to lift a little bit, but a lot of cloud cover out there. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 50s. It's foggy in Fayetteville, down to a quarter mile visibility there. You can see that. Elsewhere, visibility is looking a little bit better right now. Just be careful in our Sand Hills counties for today. Looking at high temperatures this afternoon in the low 70s, but of course, much of the afternoon will be wet with storms. I'll walk you through the timeline on Futurecast. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:13 now, just getting reports of a crash on I-87 northbound or 440 westbound right around Poole Road. A report of a minor crash. I'm not seeing any delay showing up on the sensors out there near that 87 split, but we'll watch it, let you know how it's looking. Also, a minor crash reported not too far from Capitol Boulevard on Perry Creek Road. It's out at the Liston Road intersection. That's between Lewisburg and Capitol. I think this is probably largely cleared at this point, but you still could see a little bit of police activity. Elsewhere, major routes around the Triangle still are looking pretty good.
And happening right now at the WRAL Live Center, I want to show you images out of Gaza City. A blast was reported at a historic church last night. It happened at the Church of St. Porphyrius, which is considered one of the oldest churches in the world. You can see the damage here. It was reportedly sheltering several hundred displaced Palestinians. Crews were digging through the rubble, pulling out people, many of them who were hurt. Officials attributed this explosion to an Israeli airstrike. And the Israeli military said they were looking into it.
Michelle, thanks. UNC's new wrestling head coach, Rob Cole, is taking heat for comments he said about women on campus that some are calling sexist. He said it on a wrestling podcast.
Just tell me about Chapel Hill and give me the Chapel Hill pitch. What's so great about Chapel Hill?
First of all, it's 60% women, for God's sakes, and 95% are attractive now, you know, and it's just a really neat little campus for young 18 to 22-year-old men, you know. I mean, good Lord, would you not want to go there?
WRS spoke with the coach, who said he is embarrassed and sorry about what he said. He says he was joking about his own immaturity as a college student, and he hopes his actions of supporting women wrestling speaks louder than his words. The chair of women's and gender studies at UNC responded to the coach's remarks, telling us comments such as that made on the podcast unfortunately support misogyny and heterosexism. They reduce female students to their physical beauty and imply that women's value is measured by their attractiveness to men. A female wrestler WRL spoke with says she hopes this leads to a greater discussion about the culture of college athletics.
All new this morning, Travis King, the Army private who fled into North Korea, he's been charged with desertion. King was released from North Korean custody and returned to the United States last month. He's been detained by the U.S. military and is facing a series of other charges as well, including possession of child pornography, assaulting fellow soldiers, and disobeying a superior officer. He's been charged with 8 counts total. Desertion can result in a prison sentence of up to 3 years.
This morning on Today, a special segment focused on an issue affecting many families, screen time and social media. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with how teens are shedding light on the negative consequences of social media. Ken.
You know, Renee, as parents, we and so many families are having this conversation with our young children and teens on a daily basis. I mean, we see it all the time, right? Young children and teens constantly scrolling, messaging, or playing games on their phones or tablets. The Today Show will explore the downside of too much screen time and social media with help from young adults like Sophie Chev. At 10 years old, struggling to make friends, she joined social media. What she found were posts about dieting and weight loss, plunging her into an eating disorder and a dire warning from her doctor.
He looked me in the eyes and said, the insurance called and asked for your prognosis. And I had to tell them that you are going to die in the next couple of weeks. Your heart, liver, kidneys, they're all failing.
With intense therapy and a two-year break from social media, Sophie is in a healthier place now and is in college. Kids in Crisis. Kate Snow will join the Today Show with more of her eye-opening conversation with teens, and she'll explain how you can help your own children find that balance between social media and self-preservation. The entire 8 o'clock hour on Today will be devoted to this issue. Of course, that's coming up right after our morning news.
Yeah, throwing that COVID time frame, Ken, a lot of that ramped up during those periods. Thank you for that. Police in Hillsborough are investigating what caused a loud booming noise heard by people in that area. These are just a few of the areas where people reported hearing it and feeling it shake their homes Thursday. That boom happened just before noon. The Orange County Courthouse was evacuated as a precaution. Even meteorologist Mike Mays heard the noise from his home in Apex. Orange County and the town of Hillsborough say they haven't found what caused it yet. WREL is continuing to reach out to emergency and military officials to try to get some updates. Plenty going on around the Triangle this weekend.
Here's a look at some of WREL Out and About's best bets. Taste great food, learn about wine pairing, local food vendors, and sommeliers at Raleigh's International Wine Festival. It's happening tomorrow at City Plaza from noon until 8. The event is free. There will be live nonstop performances while you sip wine and beer. And it is also kid and pet friendly.
It is also the last weekend to catch MJ the Musical at the Durham Performing Arts Center. The show runs until Sunday at the DPAC. The show features Michael Jackson at three distinct ages and covers his career from when he performed at the Jackson 5 all the way through when he started a solo career.
If you're wanting to do something to celebrate fall, how about Pumpkin Palooza? The city of Raleigh is hosting this fun pumpkin carving event at the Greystone Recreation Center tonight from 6 to 7:30. $12 will get you one pumpkin to decorate. There will also be snacks available.
There is likely going to be some rain on those pumpkins in some of the areas today. And the state fair, I know there's a lot of pumpkins out there with the contest and whatnot. That'll get some rain too.
Yeah. Tomorrow and Sunday will look great. Today is the one that we have concerns about. Elizabeth Gardner tracking all that rain that everyone's going to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're taking a look at the showers that are starting to move their way right now into the mountains. And we are looking at thunderstorms there already. So we will see that line moving through. We'll start to see it close to lunchtime. And that will continue to move across the area as we head all the way through the evening. Could affect some of our Friday night football games. And so we'll be watching for that very carefully. This morning, we have a disturbance that's moving across the area, and that brought a few showers. You might notice that as you're stepping outside, that it looks a little bit damp in places. Currently, we're not looking at any of that rain affecting us at the moment, but we are, of course, been watching that this morning. We take a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar, and you can see things are pretty dry at the moment, but we did have a shower that moved through Mecklenburg County, Virginia, just a little while ago. That disturbance will move on out of here, and again, the main event is going to be this cold front we've been tracking all week. And it will affect us starting around lunchtime through much of the afternoon. It's possible we would see a peak of sunshine. I don't think we're going to see much of that. The bulk of today will be quite cloudy. At lunchtime, we start to see this rain moving through. Here's 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon with these showers and thunderstorms moving through Durham and Raleigh down toward Fayetteville. Our best chance of severe storms with wind damage or hail would be in our southern counties, but we will definitely have some blustery winds and some heavy rain with this system. By 4 to 5 o'clock, this is along the I-95 corridor and eastward Goldsboro, Rocky Mountain, up toward Roanoke Rapids, but we'll have more rain coming in behind it on and off. It will clear faster in the west. We're going to see it moving on out to of Rocky Mount and Goldsboro around 8 or 9, but it could be 7 or 8 o'clock that we're all wrapped up in the triangle, and that could be significant for football games this evening and for folks headed out to the state fair. Again, here's our level 1 risk for severe storms. That includes the southern part of Sampson County, Fayetteville, Rayford, Pinehurst, and of course, this is where we could see the potential for wind damage. Our hour by hour rain chances pretty slim this morning. But again, once we hit 1 o'clock, that really starts to go up as we have the waves of rain moving through. Some of that rain will be heavy at times. 72 the high for today, 70 on Saturday at the fair, and 69 on Sunday. So this morning at the fair is fine up until around noon, and then late evening around, say, 8 or 9 o'clock if you want to get out there. You know, I guess at that point it's almost done, but there's still some fireworks. If you run out for the fireworks, it should be dry by then. Johnson C. Smith plays at Fayetteville State at 2:30 on Saturday. Perfect weather for that. And looking gorgeous. Virginia plays Carolina at 6:30, 66 degrees. Just a really, really nice evening. We take a look at Fayetteville. We do have a little bit of fog there. Visibility has been down to about a quarter of a mile. It's going to be a messy afternoon and evening for us, but after that, the weekend looks good. 69 on Sunday, 70 Saturday. And then next week, at least the first part of the week, looks a bit chilly with morning lows in the 30s in some places. Brian?
Elizabeth, we are still watching that crash at Highway 87 or I-87 / 440 on that northbound side right around Poole Road. A minor crash reported in that area. I'm still not seeing any problems showing up on the sensors. I think it's very likely this has been moved over to the shoulder. Also, that earlier crash at Perry Creek Road at Liston, not too far from Capitol Boulevard, also pretty minor crash that appears to be largely cleared at this point. Looking good on major routes right now around the Triangle and the rest of the region. I know a lot of people are going to be going to the State Fair for this final weekend. Of course, there's free parking at PNC Arena and Carter Finley Stadium. There are also park and ride options that are free for you, or you can park closer to the fairgrounds with paid private parking. Get everything you need to know before you go by heading to WREL.com and entering State Fair in the search box.
Brian, thanks. Hollywood actors on strike will have to get really creative this year for their Halloween costumes. Coming up, the new rules put in place by the union and which costumes are banned.
Also coming up in What's Trending, we are getting the first look at the movie adaptation of Waitress, the musical.
And here's a look at the winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Waitress, the musical, is gearing up to give movie buffs a slice of the pie.
And Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending on a Friday, Brian.
Yeah, the Tony-nominated Broadway hit starring Sarah Bareilles finally is coming to the big screen this winter, and we are getting a first look at the trailer.
She is messy.
So you're a waitress?
But she's kind.
Yeah, I'm a waitress.
She is lonely. Most of the time.
Where's my kiss?
Girl, I gotta get back to work.
Waitress, the musical, stars Bareilles as Jenna Hunterson. It's about a waitress who works in a small-time southern diner and has dreams of leaving her controlling and abusive husband named Earl. It'll appear in theaters nationwide for 5 nights only, starting December 7th.
Sarah Bareilles, super talented singer-songwriter. She wrote all the music and lyrics to that musical. And before it was a Broadway hit, it was actually a small independent film starring Carrie Russell, remember, from Felicity? But that's where it got started. But it's a big hit on Broadway. Can't wait to see it in movie form.
And hear that Sarah Bareilles music, yeah.
That'll be a big deal in December. It was a family affair for Gwen Stefani's Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony. The singer left her mark on Hollywood Boulevard yesterday, and her three children, Kingston, Zuma, and Apollo, were by her side. During her speech, Stefani gave her sons a sweet shout-out, saying, "I can't believe I get to be your mom," and that it is the biggest joy in her life.
Stefani, always sparkly. Look at her. She looks great. And also the boys dressed in those navy blue suits, looking sharp. Blake Shelton, you saw him in the picture right there. Not his kids, of course. Gavin Rossdale, who she was married to prior, she shares the boys with him. But Blake Shelton says he loves being stepfather to them as well.
Two of her sons are almost as tall as she is.
Yeah.
Brian, thanks. No Barbie costumes for many actors this Halloween. SAG-AFTRA is asking striking actors to avoid certain costumes this year. The Guild released guidelines on its website this week, and it is asking actors not to dress up as popular characters like Barbie, the Marvel superheroes, or Wednesday Addams in order to avoid breaking strike rules. Instead, the Actors Union told actors to choose costumes inspired by generic characters or ones from an animated television show. Now, if members do decide to dress up, they're asked to not post it to social media. The union has been on strike since July 14th.
We have a level one risk for severe storms today in our southern counties. We'll all see thunderstorms, but they could be stronger down south. I'll walk you through the timeline and show you when the storms arrive where you are.
Changes are coming to your commute on Holly Springs Road. I'll show you what to expect on your drive.
And we'll give you this live look at the U.S. Capitol right now, 3.5 hours away from lawmakers meeting to vote for the third time this week on a new House Speaker.